Democrats hold a 52-46 majority over Republicans in the state assembly, where there's also one independent lawmaker. That means only two or maybe three Democrats can really afford to vote no on this budget if it's going to pass. Speaker Mike Sheridan says one of his members has already said they won't vote for the budget, and that doesn't leave Sheridan much breathing room.
My goal is to make sure that we've got the support to pass this budget with Democrats, but it would sure be nice if we could get some support from the other side of the aisle.
Given that no Republicans are likely to support this budget, Democrats are considering some changes to get all their members on board. Assembly Budget Committee co-chair Mark Pocan says that might mean tweaking the governor's proposed tax on oil companies. Critics argue the tax could get thrown out in court or get passed on to consumers or local co-op gas stations.
We completely agree with the funding source. We just want to make sure it actually happens and that the dollars are there for transportation infrastructure.
Adding to the intrigue of next week's vote are all the new Democratic members, many of whom come from swing seats that could go either way in any given election. The Senate has to approve an identical version of the budget before it goes to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.